Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Welcome to Average Joe Radio. This is Average Joe. Today we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. That's kind of a no-brainer. I can't let Thanksgiving go by without talking about it on the show here. Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday. I think mostly because it's the least commercialized. Of course, you wouldn't be able to know that on Black Friday, but so far as the day itself, you know, really all the marketing is trying to sell you is food, typically. Of course, you know, they always have a furniture Thanksgiving sale and a new car Thanksgiving sale, but there's always a reason to have a sale. But overall, you know, people don't go out and buy a bunch of crap, you know, for Thanksgiving except for, you know, all the turkeys in North America. So that's why Thanksgiving's my favorite. Aside from the commercialism, but there's no pressure. You know, you just spend time with your family, eat some good food, and you know, that's just, to me, the most relaxing, and you can enjoy and be reflect on the things that you have, things and family and in your situation that you've been blessed with, and there's nothing wrong with that. So I'm gonna hit you with a little bit of history, and bear with me. I'm probably going to have to read a little bit of this stuff, but I'm not going to just sit here and read to you, but so mostly comment. But if you want to call in, the number to call in is 914-219-0884. If you just want to make a comment via email, you can email us at averagejoe@carolina.rr.com, and that Joe was with no E. And again, the guest call in is 914-219-0884. So, a little bit about the history of Thanksgiving in the United States. Let's see. In 1621, the Plymouth colonists and the Wampanoag Indians, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, shared an autumn harvest feast that is acknowledged today as one of the first Thanksgiving celebration in the colonies. For more than two centuries, days of Thanksgiving were celebrated by individual colonies in states, but it wasn't until 1863, in the midst of the Civil War, that President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a National Thanksgiving Day to be held each November. So that's kind of the short version, and I can get into that a little more if we need to, but I think there's going to be plenty of time to. This is only a 30-minute show, so I didn't want to get into a lot of details as far as the history goes, but one thing I wanted to talk about is because most of us think of, when we think of Thanksgiving, we think about turkey. And, you know, we're thankful that we have turkeys. But I was wondering, you know, how is it that we started, having turkey to eat, you know, on Thanksgiving? Because, quite frankly, from what I've read, there really wasn't any turkey eaten. There could have been some, but I think primarily they were actually eating deer meat and other things, lobster and things like that, aside from turkeys. But there's a little, I found a little article on why we eat turkeys. Let's see, how exactly the turkey arrived at our forefathers' tables is much less of a mystery. The turkeys, well, oh, wait a minute, I'm reading the wrong. They actually, that's what I was going to talk about later. How they moved the turkeys back then was they herded turkeys. Before they had truckloads of turkeys, they actually would herd the turkeys. And I'd never heard that. I'd never heard that in my whole life. But that's how they used to move turkeys back in the day. They didn't put them on a wagon and haul them around. They would actually herd them because they have a tendency to stay together just like, you know, any other herd animals. Anyway, so let me get back. I had my notes mixed up there. As Americans sit down to supper this Thanksgiving, the centerpiece of their celebratory dinners will most likely be a turkey. Why exactly the turkey has been the star of Turkey Day since at least the mid-19th century is a matter of much debate, particularly given the consensus amongst historians that the Pilgrims and the Native Americans probably didn't focus on the bird at the first Thanksgiving in 1621. Some give credit for the turkey's preeminence to Sarah Joseph Hale, the godmother of Thanksgiving, whose accounts of early New England celebration emphasized a roast turkey and eventually became the model for the festivities adopted by the rest of the country after Abraham Lincoln declared it a national holiday in 1863. Others credit the bird's existing role in English celebratory feasts and the fact that its large size made it a practical item for such affairs. Others still believe it is because the turkey's position as the most American of feathered creatures. Benjamin Franklin, after all, thought it a much more respectable bird than the bald eagle, makes it a fitting entree for the most American of holidays. Yeah, Benjamin Franklin actually wanted the turkey to be our national bird instead of the bald eagle. There's a joke in there somewhere, but anyway, so that's you know, it's a little vague about how we started eating turkeys, but not likely they had turkey on the menu back in 1621 on the first Thanksgiving. So another thing I wanted to mention about Thanksgiving is we're not the only country that celebrates Thanksgiving. Above Average Joe and I were in a Mexican restaurant just a few nights ago, and we asked the owner there, the Mexican restaurant we frequent, that they celebrate Thanksgiving in Mexico, and he said, no, they didn't. And so that got me to thinking. I'm like, well, I wonder how many other countries do celebrate Thanksgiving. So I know Canada does because, you know, Above Average Joe is from Canada, and I know her family is always, theirs is actually in October. Thanksgiving is an annual Canadian holiday occurring on the second Monday in October, which celebrates the harvest and other blessings of the past year. Thanksgiving's been officially celebrated as an annual holiday in Canada since November 6, 1879, while the date varied by year and was not fixed. It was commonly the third Monday in October. On January 31, 1957, the Governor General of Canada, Vincent Massey, issued a proclamation stating a day of general thanksgiving to Almighty God for the bountiful harvest with which Canada has been blessed to be observed on the second Monday in October. So that's kind of Canada's play on Thanksgiving. There's actually eight other countries that have Thanksgiving, and some of them may surprise you. One of them is China. The Chinese celebrate an annual holiday around the 15th of the 8th month of the lunar calendar. The celebration, known as the Mid-Autumn Festival, typically falls in late September or early October when the moon is fullest and brightest. Much like the American Thanksgiving, the festival originated as a holiday to express gratitude for the changing of the seasons and to celebrate the fall harvest. Germany, the annual harvest festival in Germany, known as, now I'm going to probably butcher this German, Erntedankfest, is typically held on the first Sunday in October, not a family-oriented holiday. Erntedankfest has less in common with the American tradition than harvest celebrations in many other countries. Celebrations throughout Germany, typically put on by the Protestant and Catholic churches alike, are marked by parades, fireworks, music, and dancing. While turkey's the favorite fowl among Americans, Germans are more likely to celebrate the harvest with chickens, hens, roosters, or geese. At least they're using birds. So I'm going to get through this. If y'all want to call in, you can go ahead and get on the waiting list, but 914 219 0884. Grenada is one of the countries. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. That's an American influence, and it actually was very recent. It had to do with when President Ronald Reagan invaded the island in 1983. So Japan, November 23rd, people in Japan celebrated a holiday similar to both American Thanksgiving and Labor Day. The national holiday known as Kinro Kansha no Hi, or Labor Thanksgiving Day, traces its origins back more than 2,000 years to a ritual offering thanks for the season's first rice harvest. Norfolk Island, a version of the American Thanksgiving, has extended as far as the other side of the world to the remote Norfolk Island off the eastern coast of Australia. Home to just over 2,000, Norfolk Island was a British penal colony for some time and was frequently frequented by whalers and traders from the United States. In the late 1800s, one such trader, American Isaac Robinson, visited the island and held a traditional Thanksgiving at a local church. Robinson died soon thereafter, but the tradition has persisted among the locals to this day. Okay, almost there. I'm going to stop reading to you. South Korea. Though South Korea is half a world away, people in the country celebrate a holiday very similar to the American Thanksgiving. The holiday known as Chuseok Day is held in the mid to late September, this year falling on the 15th of the month. Koreans typically spend Chuseok Day with their family and give thanks to their ancestors. Liberia, founded by the freed American slaves in 1847, Liberia's culture and government is influenced heavily by the United States. And I know I got a caller waiting to talk here, so bear with me there, caller. The country modeled its founding document after the U.S. Constitution, and it practices some of the America's most iconic cultural traditions, not the least of which is Thanksgiving. In Liberia, Thanksgiving typically involves a church service, after which harvest crops are auctioned off. Families then return home to feast, much like in America. And then last but not least, Vietnam, similar to China, the Vietnamese equivalent to American Thanksgiving, is held on the 15th day of the 8th month on the lunar calendar. According to Vietnamese folklore, the holiday known as Tet Trung Thu Festival, or the Children's Festival, is held as a way for parents, once busy with the harvest, to make amends with their children who may have felt neglected. I think that's kind of odd. But anyway, so that's the take on, you know, we're not the only ones that have Thanksgiving. But obviously we've had an influence on a lot of the other countries that do. So I'm going to pick up this call. Let's see here. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello, hello, Scott here. Can you hear me?
Hello, Scott. I can hear you. Welcome to
cool.
Average Joe.
Cool. Man.
Thanks for calling in.
You have done your homework. I didn't know any of that. That was amazing. You just spoke for all humanity. That was beautiful.
Well, I don't know
I had no idea.
Thank you. I didn't either. You know, I was wondering, after we ran into the guy in the Mexican restaurant, and he said Mexico didn't celebrate it, which I was not surprised.
Right.
But I just thought that, you know, hey, I'll check in. I knew Canada celebrated it, but anyway. So what you got there, Scott?
Oh, man, you got it. That you're part of the global village, man. I had no idea, you know. I can understand how people appreciate life itself and to set aside a certain day for it and their particular rituals. That's beautiful, man. I really had no idea. I thought it was typically American, and I know that we have our own certain dates and rituals and myths and all that, and history, rather. But that's beautiful, man. I think you nailed it.
Well, thank you very much. And obviously a lot of these other countries were influenced by, you know, our lead on that, which is good.
Cool.
I guess that's a good influence, you know, to teach the rest of the world to be thankful, and I think that's a good thing.
Right.
So don't take it for granted, you know. We're very blessed as a country.
No doubt. That's my second favorite holiday. I love Christmas too, but 4th of July, you know, happened to be American. I'm kind of proud
of
that.
And, well, I do like Independence Day too. Christmas has kind of gotten me over commercialized in the last few years, so I acknowledge it and I know it's important and for its real meaning. But I, you know, as far
exactly.
as all the crap that goes with it, it kind of doesn't do
right.
too much for me.
Well,
but
the fact that we our forebears got here and lived through it, and they had a lot of help, apparently. But I've always appreciated that. And again, I had no idea so many other cultures acknowledged that. That's kind of beautiful.
Well, I agree. Well, okay. So if that's all you got, I got somebody else holding it wants to speak. Are you? And you probably even know this guy, I think.
Yes, sir. I'm done. I'll be glad to listen.
Okay.
Not trying
to run you off, but
no.
You
put me on standby. I'll be listening.
It's only a 4-hour show. Just kidding.
I hear you, brother.
Anyway, thank you, Scott, for calling in, and
hopefully
we'll hear from you next time. So let's pick up this next caller. Hello, caller. Can you hear me there?
Yes, I can. This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. Welcome to Average Joe. How's it going?
Going good. I coincidentally watched a documentary last week on Thanksgiving, and the UK also celebrates Thanksgiving. I don't know what day or... Yes, but I saw that last week. And speaking of Thanksgiving, and, you know, everybody's thankful for their family and you know, according to your perspective in life and how old you are. And we were going around the table Thanksgiving Day asking everybody what they were thankful for, and we get the little 2-year-old Eli. Eli says,
yeah.
I'm thankful for Mickey Mouse.
Okay. Well, that that's important to Eli, no doubt.
But it was just out of the blue, and it was nice that he obviously understood to be thankful for something.
Yeah, that's cool. I thought about the UK. You mentioned about them being one of the countries, and it wasn't in my list, and I don't know why, but it doesn't surprise me because, you know, their culture, you know, we get a lot of our culture from them, even though our history obviously is not the same. They've been around forever. But anyway, that's interesting. I'm glad you let us know that. And tell Eli, happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for Mickey Mouse, too.
Okay. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. All right, we actually have another caller. I think this is a record. I haven't had this many callers in one show, so I'm not complaining, though. Let's see who we got here. Let's see if I can get the... Okay, hello, caller. This is Welcome to Average Joe.
Average Joe, how you doing, buddy? This is JR.
JR, another. Well, I won't say another one of our regular callers. So we have had, I think, Scott's called in before. This is Jeff. He was a first-time caller. Welcome,
cool.
Average Joe. JR, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. Thank you for taking my call, and I appreciate the show, and I love the topic. I want to chime in on one thing. Could you imagine if Benjamin Franklin would have won and made the turkey the our national bird instead of the bald eagle? I mean, could you see a turkey on an American flag the way they portrayed the bald eagle? You know, how powerful and strong.
Yeah.
It just,
or on the seal.
I don't get it.
Yeah. On our money.
Yeah. On our money. It's like, what was he thinking? And again, I have a lot of respect for him. That guy was a genius, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, everybody has a wacky idea every now and then.
Yeah, no, that was just, I didn't know that, but that was just some good information. Real quick, you know, Thanksgiving is that one time of the year that brings the family together and everybody gets to sit down and have a meal. I mean, could you imagine if every Sunday or you know, every weekend was like that, how cool it would be. You know, I can remember growing up in Cincinnati, we would pack up and go to my aunt's house who lived in Louisville, Kentucky. And I remember there was like 20 to 30 people there every year, and it was just, it was great. It was a lot of food.
Yeah.
You watch football, and everybody just sat around and talked, and it was just, man, those were good times.
Yeah, I think we had about 20 at our table this year. I mean, our family's pretty big, and then we had some friends that joined us, and it was awesome. We had tons of food and, you know, tons of fellowship and, you know, screaming babies and, you know.
Yeah.
God bless America.
Yep. Amen, brother. Good times for sure. But,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just, again, I want to thank you for what you do and keep on doing it. And I look forward to calling in next week, buddy.
Well, thanks, JR. I appreciate you listening. It's good to have you back.
You bet, man.
All right. Have a good week.
You too, buddy. See ya.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. It was good to hear from JR. So thanks, Scott, Jeff, and JR for calling in. That's we do have a little bit of time left, and I got some stuff to say, but if you want to call in and join in, I'm certainly glad to have you. 914-219-0884. There's the history that, you know, just a little bit of history. I didn't want to get too deep because, like I said, it's only a four-hour show, but I'm kidding. It's 30 minutes. But, you know, the first time I remember, you know, I always like to throw in a little personal reflection, eating turkey was actually, I don't even remember us having turkey for Thanksgiving as a small child. And I think it's just like my mom and dad and my grandmother and or grandmothers, they just didn't cook, you know, for lack of a better way of saying it, they didn't cook that fancy. You know, we always just had country food, you know, and we didn't have a baked turkey. The first time I remember eating turkey, was actually a lady that went to our church, and she invited us over, and her first name was actually Birdie. Her name was Birdie Morgan, and I think that's kind of funny. And that was in the late 60s, and I was probably maybe 6 or 7 years old then. And then I remember, I do remember us having turkey with the family after that, but I think it was like my Aunt Selma would prepare it, and we had it at my grandmother's, and it was really cool. And we'd go out cutting wood afterwards, which is something I did this week too. So here at our house, I mean, we do have turkey, and the biggest, you know, we kind of mix the Canadian culture with American culture, and it's pretty close to being the same, but, you know, we do have it on American Thanksgiving Day. We don't usually celebrate the October Thanksgiving also. But the biggest difference is, and it's kind of funny, is above average Joe has always stuffed her turkey. In other words, she puts the stuffing, the dressing, whatever you want to call it, she puts it in the cavity of the turkey. And that's the way her dad always did it, because he was the cook, you know, when it came to Thanksgiving Day. Her dad was an incredible cook, from what I've heard. And he would he made homemade stuffing from bread and spices and onions and poultry juice, whether it was turkey juice or chicken juice, broth. And so Joey, above average Joe, makes it the same way her dad did, and she stuffs the turkey. And I personally don't really care for it that much, but I mean, I can eat it. But you know, that's what she wants to do, and her girls love it, or our girls love it, and the boys love it, and so that's what we do. And then my mom, she actually fixes some in the pan, which is kind of what us Southerners usually do. So everybody's happy. So, you know, it's a really good time. We have a great meal together. We've got a few minutes left if you want to call in, 914-219-0884. Just, you know, I can't talk about Thanksgiving without saying, you know, some of the things I'm thankful for. And if you want to call in or email me, that's fine. And these are not in no particular order, but, you know, I just kind of wrote these down as I thought of them. One thing that I'm really thankful for is I live in the United States of America. I know there's some other great countries in this world, but in my opinion, the United States is the best place to live on this planet. Secondly, and not secondly, but the next on the list that I'm thankful for is my wife and family and my parents, in which they're my family. But I was raised in a good home, and I thank God that I had good parents, and they taught me the difference between right and wrong. It took me a couple of tries, but the good Lord provided me with the most wonderful wife I could have ever imagined, and three beautiful girls to go with it. And we've got six grandsons that I'm thankful for every one of them. And then and it's just, you know, we have a great family. I'm thankful for my job. If I didn't have my job, we probably wouldn't be having this show right now because I wouldn't have any electricity. But it provides food and shelter. And fortunately, it's a job that is something that I enjoy. I can't say that I'm passionate about it. It's not like it's just like, oh, boy, I can't wait to go to work. But it's a good job, and it's a challenge. You know, it requires a little brain work, and I like that. So I get a lot of satisfaction from doing my job, and thank God I get a paycheck for it too. So another thing on my list is my friends. I've been blessed with some really good friends. You got to hear from some of them today, both Scott and Jeff, I've known for many, many years. Jeff and I actually grew up together from when we were really small, and I've known Scott for right after college, I guess. So that's been a long time. And then JR, he's been a friend for several years, and just I've got so many friends out there, and I'm not going to name them all, but since those called in, I named them. My health, I'm thankful for my health. I'm 56 years old, and the only time I have spent the night in the hospital was when I was 3 years old getting my tonsils out. Back then, it was not a outpatient procedure, and I've been to the emergency room a few times here and there. I've had, you know, my typical, you know, after 50 procedures that you get. But overall, I have had really good health, and I thank God for that because otherwise I wouldn't be able to do my job. So I'm very thankful for my health. And another thing, and I'm sure this is not all of it, this is the last thing I wrote down, was I'm thankful for my culture and my history and where I came from, and I don't forget about that. When I see the memes and things on Facebook and in the news and the way people think these days, it just makes me shake my head and wonder, like, where did these people get these ideas? And it's like, you know, mostly that's their culture, and they were raised that way, and that's what they believe, and, you know, it is what it is. But I want to thank you all for listening today. It's been a full show, and golly, I appreciate all you callers for calling in, and we'll see you next week. I'm not sure what we're going to be talking about just yet, but we'll see you then. Thanks again. That was the opening music. Here's the outgoing music.